Yuma. Looking for a loyal customer, and I found one. Linda Clayton. Her and her family have purchased 6 cars from Hyundai of Yuma.
Yeah, Russ. 5 cars plus 1 pre-owned van.
All in Hyundai of Yuma?
Yep, they're the best. In years past, I must admit I've gone outside of Yuma to find customer service that cared about what I needed.
What makes Hyundai of Yuma special enough to earn your trust?
All of it. Helpful and supportive sales staff, a financial department that finds a way, and a service department that knows my car and me.
How much does America's Best Warranty, 5 years, 60,000 miles, 10 years, 100,000 miles, make a difference?
It makes a huge difference. We love the cars, but we'll only buy them at Hyundai of Yuma. It's veteran-owned and customer-oriented.
There you have it. America's Best Warranty. Award-winning cars, veteran-owned, and service to build loyalty.
I'm Linda Clayton, and I approved of this message.
His time has come to take the main stage spotlight. Get ready for country sensation Lee Bryce. Friday, March 6th, Kachan Casino Resort. A night filled with hits. Tickets on sale now at the casino box office or at playqcr.com. Lee Bryce.
Contest rules for all giveaways and contests on 560 KBLU can be viewed and downloaded at our website, kbluam.com.
Half a million illegal immigrants have been deported in recent years, but there may be a new way forward. Back in 1 minute with your political question of the day.
If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-528-8198. 800-528-8198. 800-528-8198. That's 800-528-8198.
Fox pundit Tucker Carlson reports the New Way Forward Act, sponsored by House Democrats, would welcome all illegal immigrants back into the U.S. Under current law, immigrants who commit serious crimes, such as robbery, fraud, or child sex abuse, must be deported. But if the act is signed into law, it would allow criminal illegal aliens to move here and settle permanently with impunity. Question. Do you think the U.S. does or does not need the New Way Forward immigration policy?
Your body's gonna love this door.
Herbs to Oils is brand new in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Here's founder and owner Tony Holland.
At Herbs to Oils, we are all about natural and holistic health, and that's why we are introducing our flu shots in a bottle. Come check us out. All the ingredients are certified pure, therapeutic grade, and all natural, and designed to keep the flu away from you. And here is the best part. No needles. Flu shot in a bottle is designed to keep the flu away from you.
Flu shot in a bottle? Herbs to Oils, keeping the flu away from you with no needles.
Herbs to Oils is all about holistic health with natural, high-quality herbs, oils, supplements, pure drinking water, massage, and sensory flotation. Brand new in the Fortuna Palms Plaza.
Your body's gonna love this store.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
For today, sunny and 73, 50 overnight tonight, northeast wind at 10. 80 and sunny tomorrow, 55 tomorrow night, north wind at 5. And a light breeze on Friday with 83 and partly cloudy, 56 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning, Yuma. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we have Mercedes Mendeville, who is the military program coordinator for the Yuma Truck Driving School. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning.
And Russ Clark.
Good morning, sir.
We let him out of his cage. He has a microphone.
I thought we were bringing truck drivers in this morning.
No. We've got class this morning. We've got.
Mercedes, do you drive a truck?
No, I don't.
What? Maybe move the mic a little bit for Mercedes. So, again, we've been trying to put together this segment for Yuma Truck Driving School for quite a while because they do such great work in this community.
I think most people have seen one at one point or another, whether it's the bus or the truck or something.
Right.
The truck, I've got more than one. But I think most people have seen it, and I give it a wide berth. I mean, look, they're students. Be nice.
Well, it's the same mindset when I come near a U-Haul truck or a Ryder truck.
Yeah.
This is not a professional.
Or a high school student driver. give them some room. Don't make them nervous.
Give them some room because an expert at anything was once a beginner.
Yeah.
So let's let them learn correctly. But this school has been a huge success from the start.
Really?
Mercedes, give us some stats, please, because that's pretty impressive what you guys are doing.
We actually have about a 95% pass rate for our CDL drivers. And many of those who don't graduate, it's not because they can't, pass the course. There's usually other situations that occur that interfere with their ability to complete the course. But we have a very good pass rate. Our instructors are experienced. We hire experienced truck drivers to be our instructors, and they get a lot of training so that they can make sure that our students are offered the best training possible.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mercedes, how long have you been here? I know it's been a while, but as far as a facility in Yuma, when did that start?
Well, actually, HDS Truck Driving out of Tucson is the parent company, and it's a family-owned business. They have about 30-plus years providing truck driving services in Arizona. They also have branch campuses in Albuquerque and El Paso. It's been about 10 years now that we've had a branch here. Yuma Truck Driving.
And I think you know the need. I know we have to talk about that because truck driving, vacancies are huge.
Yes.
The opportunities are huge. I mean, I don't know if you have any stats on that, but everybody that runs a trucking firm out there has a help wanted sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a nationwide shortage right now. And actually, HDS, the parent company, was featured on NBC News, and they discussed the nationwide shortage and actually featured HDS, the type of training that they provide, the number of CDL truck drivers that they provide to the community. They work with a lot of different companies, and so it was an awesome segment.
Mercedes, I'm just scared. I look at a tractor, it's got to be at least a little over 20 foot long, and then you put a 45 foot trailer on that, and you go and take it downtown, right?
Absolutely. Best place to drive there.
We have truck routes downtown, and we don't have truck routes downtown.
But you got to deliver to the restaurants, and you got to deliver.
Right.
You take the trucks right in there. And I know that's got to be, I don't know what a new student says when they first come in. They really believe that they can accomplish that.
Oh, absolutely. And part of the training deals with that. It's all done in increments. I mean, certainly that's not the first type of driving they're going to do. And so it continuously increases as they get more and more training.
I've driven trucks.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I worked for a frozen food company. I was actually a yard dog. I was the guy that swapped the trailers around, fueled and did all that, and drove them between different facilities. But once you get in them, the amount of visibility is shocking compared to a car. you can see so clearly the end of the trailer behind you when you're backing, and it becomes automatic, like driving.
The ultimate in safety. You got all those features built in for the express purpose. Exactly. Yeah, right.
Absolutely, and the training is very, very strict.
Yeah.
There's a lot of instructor, intervention, interaction, and a lot of the students really get the opportunity to learn all of those things, and they're tested quite a bit to make sure that they can pass.
It's more of doable than most people would think going into it. It looks like it's too much because they're big, they're tall, whatever. But the control and the equipment is so easily and user-friendly now, too.
Absolutely.
Most of it's automatics anymore. We're not even, the 13-speed of a split axle or anything. We're doing a lot of Allison automatics now.
Absolutely.
And these things. And they work phenomenally well on the big rigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think, too, Russ, we're still a generation away from fully autonomous. They talk about autonomous vehicles and trucks and things like that.
You mean like 12 years?
I said a generation.
Oh,
that's 25.
20.
wait.
Before Elon Musk jumps in and says,
we don't
need no stinking drivers.
But the money is good, and the lifestyle for some people is wonderful.
It's different than people think, though. Because the impression, John, that you get from a truck driver is what? That you're going to see the country. A lot of these drivers are local. You got driving jobs that drive back and forth to Phoenix every day.
Right.
You got driving jobs that do to L.A. or whatever. There's so many available, and the opportunities are wide open. Am I right on that?
Absolutely. And, most of our graduates are earning up to $64,000 to $75,000 out of training.
See, now I'm walking
out
of here.
And you talked a little bit about seeing the country. There is some of that.
Sure.
And there are more local jobs available now, which in the past that wasn't as available. But when you talk about job security, because of that nationwide shortage, there is job security. There's the accelerated education, definitely the high pay. That's important. But I think the biggest plus is the great benefits. A lot of these carriers are offering very good benefits to these truck drivers now. Tuition reimbursement and different types of packages.
It's a lot of supply and demand stuff.
You're exactly right. And the marketplace is demanding. We just need more truck drivers, and we need them now.
I ended up doing some cross-country trips with drivers. When they needed help, I'd go with them. But I would go out with guys that were executives for big companies. And they walked, they said, I can't do this anymore, and they just want to drive a truck. I mean, I went out with some really great people that ended up behind the wheel because they wanted that freedom, independence, and lose that daily grind lifestyle.
Right. And I know a guy that was driving a truck between here and L.A., and then the following night between here and Ajo and back, and that was the route. Every other day was here to the commercial district in Los Angeles and back again. And then the next day would be, and so he was home every day, having meals with the family. So, again, some of the misnomer of the long-haul truck driver,
it does exist.
But the local stuff, like Mercedes was talking about, there's a lot of local demand as well. You're talking about here to Phoenix, here to L.A. and back, and there's a lot of that going on, and the demand is really, really high. And there's a shortage of people to do it.
Yeah, and we have contractors on base that are hiring our truck drivers.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. You teach me to drive a tank.
A tank? Well, I'm not sure about that, but I can look into that.
Yuma Tank Driving School. That's a different segment for Chamber Chatter later.
Oh, different.
But I think what Mercedes is focused on as the military program coordinator is really helping our vets as they exit the military. Great opportunities.
And that's a great opportunity to talk about, but you're going to have to do that in the next segment because this one's done.
Got to go to a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. I love to work at nothing all day.
You come to Family Dollar for great deals on soda, snacks, and scents, but have you checked out our stylish selection of bed and bath decor? This week, select items are 25% off. You don't want to miss this deal, so visit your neighborhood Family Dollar today.
Russ Clark here with big news about Blue Diamond Homes. Amazing manufactured home clearance sale at Rancho Rialto in the beautiful Yuma foothills. Here's my friend, Diamond Dan from Blue Diamond Homes, to tell you more.
This is Dan Esch with Blue Diamond Home and RV, famously known as Diamond Dan. We are now selling brand new double wides in Rancho Rialto Park. That's on 12E and South Frontage Road. It's one of the premier parks in Yuma. Probably one of the greatest opportunities that you'll have to buy a new double wide. We're selling them just virtually at dead cost. You get a year's free rent when you buy a double wide. Besides that, Blue Diamond will take your trade, and you can see the houses right now in Rancho Rialto, all set up, all ready to go.
Amazing savings from Blue Diamond Homes today at Rancho Rialto. Call Diamond Dan at 580-1414. Better yet, stop by Rancho Rialto on 12th Street East in the beautiful Yuma foothills.
Some Silicon Valley elites are trying to biohack their way to peak performance. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-528-8198. 800-528-8198. 800-528-8198. That's 800-528-8198.
Biohacking is a term that covers the micromanagement of one's lifestyle to improve the mind and to optimize the body's performance. UK Finance's Lydia Smith points to Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, saying the tech titan starts each day with 2 hours of meditation, followed by an ice bath. Dorsey then follows up by eating one meal a day and sometimes fasting on water alone through the weekend. Question: given a choice, which biohack would work best for you? Intermittent fasting, meditation, or ice bath?
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years, offering Hercules tires, a new level of performance and versatility. TerraTrak AT is the next generation of all-weather on- and off-road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability, longer lasting, outstanding warranty, and road hazard protection too. Get your Hercules tires exclusively at any of the 4 Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations.
A February special offer from Cupid. Buy any 3 Hercules tires and get one for 14 cents with purchase of alignment and road hazard for the entire month of February. Only at Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in studio. We have Mercedes Mendeville, Military Program Coordinator for the Yuma Truck Driving School. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning.
And we have Russ Clark, who is the owner of Precision Automotive, and he is our host with the most, and got the microphone, and
good morning,
engaging in the conversation this morning, and a former truck driver, which I did not know.
Yeah, I've failed at a lot of things.
But you were on the road, as a truck driver for this frozen food company, and probably doing the filling work, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What was the most fun part, the most memorable part about that job?
I did mostly yard work.
Okay.
So the fun thing for me was keeping the lines going. We were loading 8 trucks at a time, and when a truck got done, we didn't turn the lines off. You had to pull a truck out and put another one in real fast.
Right.
So I was good at moving trucks around, coordinating, and so if I had to move 2 trucks, I mean, I had them lined up, set up to where I could do it, boom, boom, boom. And back it up. You know, most drivers, they're driving forward all day.
They don't back up very well.
I spent most of my time backing up. Now, we had a tight yard, so when we had drivers coming in from out of state, and they'd come in, I would make that offer to them. I said, you know, you're in door number 8 down at the end, and it's a tough one to get into. Would you like for me to do that? Now, They take great pride in their vehicles. And the last thing you want to do is a 19-year-old pimple face bagging her truck in. But it's my yard. I know it. And, you know, they'll try.
They had to appreciate that, especially after 70 hours on the road. They had to appreciate that.
Yeah, they don't. But, you know, it's a pride thing. I don't know. But they'll do it two or three times, and they'll jump out and do a lot of expletives. And, yeah, you think you can do better? Well, of course I can. That's all I did. I hope I could. You
That's
know.
Right. But what I love about the story is my son Matt had a moving company in Tucson. He had a couple of high school buddies, and they created a little moving company. So I get a call. Hey, Pops, I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Or, hey, I'm in San Francisco. And he would talk about the joys on the road.
Sure.
He was a single guy.
Right.
And just really enjoyed the freedom, really enjoyed the independence, and really enjoyed the money. He was, yeah.
I ran into guys like that. You know, I rode with them occasionally, and they would like those, you know, five-hour, long drives.
Yep.
And I'm too busy. I mean, I really enjoyed the yard. I enjoyed the short hauls, keeping supplies, you know, just-in-time inventories, making sure that the coordination was going.
And you got to think, with today's technology, too, a guy on the road, between books on tape, you probably get your master's degree while you're driving the car, the truck. You probably could really advance your education while you're on the road.
Well, and you better know a little technology just to drive, because
absolutely.
Because, you know, we used to have recorders in the cab for time recorders, but they were rudimentary and they could be cheated. Not now. These things are digital and they're GPS and the truck is hooked to them now. But they've got companies out there that the truck will shut down. They'll warn you. The truck is about to shut down because you're out of hours.
Right.
And that truck will shut down.
Yep.
And then you're done.
Yep.
It didn't used to be like that.
But see, when you were doing that, though, was that like a sundial?
It was a little round card we put in there. And
sure,
depending on what time the sun came up. You know? No.
We may still have a truck that has a sundial.
But some of the technology that they're teaching these men and women at the truck driving school, they're driving, but also the technology as well, because there's so much of it. And the host of support companies that back the truck driving school is pretty impressive.
It is. It's very impressive. And something that we do to ensure that our graduates, are going to have jobs is we do pre-hire letters. So we work with a lot of carriers that work with us, that believe in our mission, that are very impressed with our...
As hungry as they are for drivers, they would love the fact that the school that's working with them to give them candidates that
yes.
pass.
Yes.
They're willing
to pre-hire them. And they're giving them pre-hire letters before they even graduate.
Do they ever give you criteria like we'd like, when you graduate them, if they could know more about this or know more about that?
There is some criteria,
sure,
absolutely. And there's an application process, a background check. And so all of that is vetted very carefully. But if the student can hire at a certain percentage, then they have a job.
So, and when we went to break, we mentioned veterans. Now, veterans, I'm sure, have opportunities.
Absolutely.
Because there's a GI Bill type.
Yes,
thing.
Yes. And we're a veteran-friendly facility. And one of the really exciting things is that we're a career skills-approved training program. And what that means is that we're sanctioned by the Department of Defense to provide SkillBridge training to active duty service members. And so that's something that is just phenomenal. So when you look at it, we go out and we do recruitment at the bases, and we talk to these transitioning Marines.
Right.
If they're 180 days out from leaving the military, they have the opportunity to come and get training at our facility.
Right.
That becomes their temporary duty station.
Right. Yeah.
So they show up there until training is done.
Yep.
It's a phenomenal program,
and
we've been very successful. We've had a lot of graduates, and we're also recruiting from Camp Pendleton. And in different areas.
So they come to Yuma?
They come to Yuma.
You bet.
We have a memorandum of agreement here with the Marine base here in Yuma. We use the billeting facility here, and they come down. They stay here.
How many graduates a year do you do, or how many a month? Do you know how many students?
That part of that program is new with Camp Pendleton. We've had 6 graduates so far.
Just remember.
Mm-hmm.
How about the overall training here? I don't know how many trucks you have.
We have 3 trucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I see them busy because they're in town.
Absolutely, in the bus.
Yeah, and the SkillBridge program is pretty amazing in that I'm still active duty Marine, so I'm still getting a paycheck from the Marines, but while I am there, I am now off-base training for my next career as a truck driver.
And the GI Bill's paying for that tuition.
Exactly. Yeah. So again, I'm not out of pocket. I'm still getting my compensation as a sergeant, whatever I am in the Marines, but I'm also learning my next trade, my next life skill, my next job. And it's seamless. That's the cool part, is that you're still getting paid as if you're active duty, because you are, but you're getting set up for your next phase in life. And SkillBridge is a terrific program. We've had a couple of seminars on it at the Chamber. SkillBridge is phenomenal when you look at these. We about 110 Marines a month leave MCS Yuma. 110.
That's a big base.
But only 3 or 4 stay.
Yeah.
What would happen with our economy if that skill, those the intellectual property, the men and women who are trained, vetted, we could keep that skill here.
Sure.
And this is a great stepping stone for that at Yuma Truck Driving School. For me, I'm a big fan of my SkillBridge. But what Yuma Truck Driving School is doing for our men and women on base, it's huge.
Mercedes, what is your position there? What are you responsible for?
I'm the one that does the recruitment for the SkillBridge program.
You do the recruitment.
Yes,
so
and I deal with a lot of veterans in the GI Bill.
What is the concern that they would have? I mean, someone would already understand what a truck driving job is, but what questions would they ask?
I think part of it is when you watch a lot of movies or the word out there about what a truck driver is, that's what they think a truck driver is. So it's part of the education process and letting them know that becoming a CDL truck driver is not just a job, it's a career.
They think they're Burt Reynolds and smoking
absolutely,
the band.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. And I get those jokes when I'm out there giving my presentations. You know, we talk about the movies that they've seen and some of the shenanigans that happen. And we say, that's not going to happen, you know, here at our school.
Hang on to your booger, Miss Fred.
Absolutely. But I think it's part of that education process. Yuma Truck Driving really focuses on training and transition to the civilian workforce. And the big word that we like to use is reintegration. How are we going to get these folks back reintegrated in the civilian workforce? Because a lot of what they do in the military, they end up losing when they become civilians, and it's a shame. Mm-hmm. It's a shame.
But when you say they end up losing, you mean they're whatever they're doing for a living, like working on airplanes?
Yeah, they're
like
MOS.
Yeah.
If they don't have the proper documentation, the proper certifications, then when they come out, it didn't really count for much.
Right.
And
yeah.
They're a little lost, and this really gives them a soft landing mm-hmm. for a great career and wonderful work to do. And again, if you want more information on that, go to yumacdl.com, yumacdl.com. Great information.
And that's what we need, more information. Something done, John, I don't know if you know this, but when you're taking your test to be a truck driver, you have to know the mechanics of the equipment. And a lot of that, even to adjusting brakes and how air brakes work, and there's testing on all of that to keep that air brake system.
But see,
so,
and that's
so you're going to have mechanical ability.
See, I'm evil Knievel. I mean, I'm not mechanically inclined whatsoever. So
it's a pretty simple system when you break it down, but it looks daunting when you first look at it. But it's not. It's pretty basic. When somebody sits down and actually goes through it with you, it starts making sense.
Well, as much time as the driver is in that vehicle, they have to be intimate with that vehicle, you know, what it does, what it can't do, what it will do, what it won't do.
More so than you are with your little car. Yes.
Yes.
They have to know more.
It's their livelihood.
And we're talking 80,000 pounds rolling down the highway, so air pressures become a lot more critical. Brake systems become more critical. There's not as much forgiveness.
And that's where the mythology or the myth, pardon, I misspoke, the myth of a truck driver is this cigar-smoking, burly, you know, this is science. This is some technology, and this is going to take a lot of skill, and they're paying well for it. We're talking, you know, 50 grand a year or plus.
Yeah, and it's more than that. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of skill involved and a lot of understanding of GPS, but it's readily transferable from what we do every day. I mean, we're used to GPS, we're used to computers, we're used to a lot of those things. But also, you're alone because you're independent, so you need people that have self-worth, self-drive, people that want to make a difference, that are counting, you know, that know people are counting on them to make it happen.
Right, and that's the marriage I think the military brings to the party is that
this is not a bad place to go. Look for
but they're already vetted. I mean, they're disciplined.
You need to stop talking to the group.
I get that a lot. You need to stop talking. You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KVLU.
Come on, kids, let's hurry. Oh, no, not now. How am I going to get you kids to school and make my meeting on time?
not the way you want to start your day. In today's hectic world, a reliable vehicle is an absolute must. Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma take the worry out of keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape. When you need repairs, they're right there for you with all the newest technology and know-how. Maintaining your vehicle couldn't be easier with $29.95 conventional oil changes. If you're active-duty military, oil changes are free. You also get free multi-point vehicle inspection, free local shuttle service, and comfortable waiting area with complimentary coffee, water, and snacks. Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma service all makes and models, and they feature the most comprehensively trained technicians. Trust your vehicle to the award-winning service departments at Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma. Schedule your appointment today at HyundaiofYuma.com or KiaofYuma.com. They are proud Marine veteran-owned businesses. Give them a try.
You're invited to Wills and Trust 101. This free educational event is presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson. You'll learn why we think Arizona may be the best state to create your estate plan and what you can do today to protect your assets and how to avoid a probate nightmare for your family. Reservations are now being accepted for the next Wills and Trust 101 workshop, happening on Friday, March 20th at 10:30 a.m. at the Foothills Library. Space is limited. Secure your seat now by calling 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Hello, I'm Paul Anka. Please join me when I perform Anka Sings Sonata. His songs, my way.
On February 28th, 8 p.m. Arizona time, PIPA Event Center at Quitshawn Casino Resort. In one night, Paul pays tribute to the immortal chairman of the board. On the same night, Paul performs the songs that made him a global legend. Get tickets now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
It'll be a night that you don't want to miss.
What if being in recovery from a mental or substance use disorder was something we proudly showed the world? Millions of people are in recovery, sharing hope and support with family, friends, and community. Join the Voices for Recovery. For confidential information for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearms Sale. 100% American-made with a lifetime warranty. High Point Firearms on sale all week long, including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm, American-made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts, too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point Firearms Sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point Firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Shuler with your KYMA News 11 update. Imagine waking up to a car plowing through your home. That's exactly what happened to one Yuma family. A woman, her child, and two grandkids were inside the home sleeping when it happened. Luckily, no one was hurt, but the house was noticeably damaged. A brush fire that was really fueled by Tuesday's strong gust of wind is thankfully now fully contained. Nearby homes, boats, and RVs were all in the line of fire. It sadly did end up damaging one home and destroyed one boat, but thankfully no one was injured. This was out past the Yuma Proving Ground near the Hidden Shores Resort. Along the Colorado River, many residents in the area had to be evacuated, but had since been allowed to return home. Rural Metro says the fire is now under control. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. In studio, we've got Mercedes Mendeville, the military program coordinator for the Yuma Truck Driving School. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning.
And Russ Clark's got the microphone.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. He's been bailing me out all morning. It's a tough job, but someone's going to do it. We have another busy month coming up at the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, starting with tonight. Our mixer is at the offices of Beeson, Garner, and Hanson at 6024 East 32nd Street. A great facility, and they do wonderful work. They're a big fan of this program and a big fan of Russ's here at 560 KBLU. That is tonight, 5:30. It's $15 for non-members, $5 for members. And they're going to put on some wonderful groceries, great mixing, great networking. And we're going to celebrate the Member of the Month. The Member of the Month is the Gowan Company. How this company has not been Member of the Month before is beyond me, but we're going to celebrate them tonight.
Great business.
Oh, and they
wonderful people.
They have got deep roots in this community. Yeah. They're just so philanthropic.
They do lay low, though. Oh. They stay below the radar.
And they did it with the recognition. They were embarrassed for the recognition, but that's the way
I'm glad you dug them up and found them.
But, yeah, we're looking forward to that. That's going to be fun tonight at the mixer at the offices of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, 6024 East 32nd Street. We have an interesting event coming up next week on Tuesday, March 3rd. It is a free roundtable session before 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Pivot Point Conference Center. It's how to do business with the federal government. We're going to learn more about upcoming contracting opportunities. It's a great event. It's absolutely free. 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Pivot Point Conference Center. 4 o'clock to 7. The roundtable will last about 5:30. There'll be heavy appetizers served up. There'll be a cash bar sponsored by Arizona's SBDC, Hensel Phelps, Yuma Southwest Contractors Association, and Trax International and your Chamber of Commerce. This is going to be a terrific event. It's free.
And it's wonderful to do here because we have so many government opportunities here that don't really get taken advantage of here.
You're exactly right.
And there's a misunderstanding of what it is to do business with government. It's not paying off politicians to get favorable treatment. No, it's a real business.
No, it's paperwork.
It's real business.
But
a lot of paperwork.
Once you get the first contract, though, whether it be BLM, MCAS, YPG, doesn't matter, or through Trax or some of the subcontractors, once you get the first one done, okay, you've broken the mold, you know what you have to do, but past that, it's very lucrative.
Well, it can be, again, like owning a truck can be, if you know how to operate right, because there's parameters and rules that come along with most of these that are outside the normal course of business.
Exactly. So, again, it's absolutely free. You don't have to be a chamber member. This is open to anybody in business that wants to do contracting business with the federal government. Tuesday, March 3rd at the Pivot Point Conference Center, 4 in the afternoon. Please go to Eventbrite and sign up. We're not going to bounce you if you don't have it.
Who's giving that talk?
Well, Hensel Phelps is going to be talking about that. The SBDC is going to be talking about it. Trax is going to be talking about it, and the Southwest Contractors Association. So we have some experts who've been doing it for a long time, but also some new folks in the field that says, okay, here's what we're doing, here's what's working, here's what's not working, how to get started, what to do, what to look out for, and the next steps. But government contracting, again, it's a nice, for anything, it's really a nice piece of business to have.
Oh, if you can handle that. And just be, that's why you need this class. And that's why you need to sit through this.
We
want to find out what's involved.
Right. We want to demystify it. But again, we think that if free is the right price. and again, we want to make sure that afterwards, around 5:30, when the roundtable is over, heavy appetizers, be a cash bar, so there'll be more discussion afterwards, one-on-one with the players, and we think that's a good setup.
We kind of
did the same setup when we did our military to workforce roundtable, talking about SkillBridge, and agreed that the conversation after the roundtable was just as valuable as the conversation during the roundtable. So that's why we've set that up. Hors d'oeuvres, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and cash bar afterwards, Tuesday, March 3rd, kind of demystifying how to do business with the federal government. And then Good Morning Yuma is Thursday, March 12th, 6:30 in the morning. $25 for non-members, $15 for members. March 12th, that's sponsored by Candlewood Suites. The program is a presentation update from Lowell Perry Jr., who is the executive director of the Yuma National Crossing Heritage Area. Lowell's a great friend. He's doing nice work down there and moving the needle when it comes to our parks and all of our assets downtown on the river. And then, of course, Yuma's Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, March 21st, 9 to 2 o'clock on Yuma's historic and award-winning Main Street. That's from 9 to 2. We still have booths available for nonprofits. If you're a nonprofit organization of any kind, your booth is absolutely free. There's no charge for nonprofits for this event. Just get us the information to the chamber. And for-profit business, your booth cost is $100. 9 to 2 on Yuma's Main Street. We've got entertainment, exhibitions. We've got the canine group out there. We've got robotics. We've got the martial arts. It's a great celebration of our freedoms. Lots of color guards. We're having the flag parachuted in. Jay Stokes is going to parachute the flag in.
He's still
in.
Jumping, huh?
He's going to parachute the flag to Main Street.
Oh, my God.
He's going to... The landing zone is behind the stage.
I hope the zip line's not up.
No. No zip line. But we've got stuff for kids. It's a family event. We've got stuff for kids. We've got the... jumpy jumps and face painting in the Children's Museum. We got all that kind of stuff. We got a lot of great displays and dioramas for the military as well.
Keep those kids busy.
Yep. March 21, Main Street, going to be a fun event. So put that on your calendar and come on down. Again, booth space for nonprofits is zero. We want to make sure that you're represented as well. So, all right. Mercedes. Sounds like she's running down information for a booth for the truck driving school. What's a booth at the military appreciation? That's part of it.
Yeah.
I think she wants to go to the jump castle myself.
I do want to do that also.
I can see you in there hanging around with the kids in the jumpy castle. Before we went to break, we were talking about the men and women that are exiting the military and coming in the workforce through SkillBridge and, of course, through Yuma Truck Driving School. And Mercedes made a mention of that there's women get behind the wheel of these big rigs. 10% of your class, 5%? How many?
I think probably about 5% now, but
okay.
It's really, really exciting to see these women taking an active approach and really looking at, a career in truck driving. And so we're getting a lot of referrals. More women are coming in, asking questions. And these are women that sometimes have families, so they're making arrangements, trying to find jobs that maybe aren't going to take them away from the home as much, but they're really looking at the type of benefits that they're going to get in becoming a truck driver, and they're just loving it. They're being very successful. I'm really excited to see that.
And what are you looking for? I mean, you're out recruiting. Do you ever recommend to women? Do you surprise them? Do they look at you with... like with the days, like truck driving, that's not usually on their radar.
Yeah, right? Well, when I go out to the military bases, you've got women out there, and certainly they're not surprised. They're doing a lot of this type of work, so that's a natural transition for them. But when we're looking at the civilian workforce and we're at job fairs and we're talking to women, sometimes I think they think, oh, I didn't even know I could do something like that. So it's part of that education process anymore. You don't need to be a big, burly, man to drive a truck,
Well, yeah, there's a lot of power steering now.
Well, absolutely. But think about it. If I've got kids in school, maybe I'm even a single mom.
Yeah.
Okay, I can work from 9 to 3, and I can drive a truck from point A to point B and back again, and life is good. Making great benefits, good money, take care of the family. They can juggle those two huge careers of being a mom and being a truck driver, or swing shifts. I mean, there's overnights to L.A. and back, swing shift or graveyards. And there's a lot of opportunity, and the flexible work schedule is terrific.
I like flexible. I have a pastor friend that has a retirement type 35-foot tow behind a big diesel truck. A commercial thing. His wife has to take it in the tough areas and back it up and stuff. And he'll tell you. I mean, his wife better.
Oh, when I go to back something up, they call me Jackknife because it's not going to happen.
Well, Jack, you need to take a break.
You're listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU.
Body's gonna love this store.
Herbs to
Oils is brand new in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Here's founder and owner, Tony Holland.
At Herbs to Oils, we are all about natural and holistic health, and that's why we are introducing our flu shots in a bottle. Come check us out. All the ingredients are certified pure, therapeutic grade, and all natural, and designed to keep the flu away from you. And here is the best part. No needles. Flu shot in a bottle is designed to keep the flu away from you.
Flu shot in a bottle? Herbs to Oils, keeping the flu away from you.
With no needles. Herbs to Oils is all about holistic health with natural, high-quality herbs, oils, supplements, pure drinking water, massage, and sensory flotation. Brand new in the Fortuna Palms Plaza.
Your body's gonna love this store.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. She's at risk from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. Every 31 seconds, another infant is lost. Another family's hope for their baby's future is crushed. The most heartbreaking part, these deaths are preventable. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has worked to make lifelong health care available to the world's most vulnerable people. Right now, Project Hope is training healthcare workers to care for infants during those fragile first moments of life. Project Hope is ensuring communities have the medicines and supplies they need to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns a healthy start. Wherever they are, everyone deserves hope. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's life-saving work, visit projecthope.org/newborn.
Hi, this is Russ Clark, and I want to tell you about the only air conditioning company I trust to keep me cool. Quick Refrigeration got the call when I was in need of new air conditioners for my home. I value the experience and customer loyalty they have earned from their years in business. They communicate the processes and the capability of the system so I can feel comfortable with the decision. I recommended my friends at Quick Refrigeration to replace your old, inefficient, worn-out AC system with a new, high-efficiency system that will lower your cooling costs as much as 40%. Start the saving today before the summer heat. Don't wait till your system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration, Cooling and Heating, at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration, keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
Attention men and women, if you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. And here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC. And we did. CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottles for limited time. Call now, 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842.
560 KBLU.
We are back on Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU in the studio. We have Mercedes Mendeville, who is the program coordinator, military program coordinator for the Yuma Truck Driving School. Good morning, Mercedes.
Good morning.
And Russ Clark here is riding the ship for us this morning. He's got the mic as well.
I'm working hard.
That's
man.
Right. You
gotta, pushing that button.
But you gotta keep my train on the track. We talk about the military programs that you're doing, and you say that all of the training that you're doing is good for VA benefits, GI Bill, vocational rehab, things like that. How important is that when you're talking to recruits that they know that they have that level of support, Mercedes?
I think it's very important. I think there's not enough information out there. So the information that we're providing is really opening doors. And a lot of what happens, you know, we're talking to different groups of people. They go out, they talk to other people, and so we're getting a lot of referrals that way. So it's just part of the education process. You know, Yuma Truck Driving School does a lot of work here in the community. They work a lot with the workforce programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go out and we're serving a lot of the same customers. So it's really important for them to know that, you know, we're here to help. We have the same goals, and it's to get people jobs, to help people become self-sufficient, help people improve their lives and be able to support their families, provide good benefits, hopefully reduce the dependency, you know, on welfare and food stamps and those types of programs. And so a lot of these programs are working with us. We have a really, really good relationship with them. And so I think it's just part of the education process.
You know, you look at, you want to give them a phone call, 928-919-7041, 919-7041, or go to yumacdl.com. But you look at the partners, Arizona Trucking Association, Military Friendly Schools, you've got the ESGR, Southwest Veterans. You look at the accrediting commission, career schools and colleges. This is everything that you want to be top-notch, first-class, fully ready to go to make a terrific living and be part of something great, because the need is so high for truck drivers today. And again, you talk about the pre-employment letters. I'm going to go learn a new skill, but I already have a job waiting for me as I'm learning this new skill. And I've heard that you can get accredited in as short as 4 weeks. Is that common?
Absolutely. We have different programs. We have our 80-hour Class B program. Our Class A program is the 40 hours, 160 hours, and then we have our big program, that's the 310 program, and that's also a Class A. And so in a little of 4 weeks, you can have your CDL, and you have offer letters, and you're out training with these national carriers.
You say the big program. What's the difference?
The big program is going to provide you the 310 hours. You're going to get your doubles, triples, tankers, hazmat, and your passenger endorsement. And so you're going to get more time, you know, outside on the skills lot and so on.
That just makes you more valuable.
Absolutely.
To understand
a little more experience.
The hazmat and placarding and when it's necessary,
absolutely,
all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And a lot of companies require that.
Yes. Yeah, that's certainly important. You know, and we do sometimes get calls from employers saying, you know, we want somebody that has maybe some military experience, driving big trucks already,
right.
Or they have a lot of backup experience, because you talked about that earlier.
Sure.
You can't back up, you're going to ruin somebody's, you know. And that's not going to be good. Yeah.
The smart cars, yeah. Speed bump. Yep.
Yeah. And so we get that. And so our staff is, you know, always willing to work extra with our students who may be having some difficulty in those areas, because it's not a natural thing for everybody, and there are some students that have to work a little more diligently to get there.
And when we backed up in the yard, it was with a single-axle yard truck and with a hydraulic fifth wheel. So I'd actually just go right under, and you don't get out of crank landing gear. The hydraulic fifth wheel lifts it up.
Oh, cool.
And you just hook up one brake line and slam it in, and then take it off and take off.
Don't say
slam.
I slammed it in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we have a really interactive learning environment, you know, in the classroom, in the range, and on the road. And the hands-on driving is really something that the students enjoy. They fight to get on those trucks.
You have to have that. And you have to be put in situations that's real life.
No, absolutely.
And in real life, you're going to take a wrong turn, go down a small road. In real life, you're going to have to figure out, how do I get out of this?
In real life, someone's cutting you off, right?
It's easier than you think. When you start driving a big truck it's versus a motorcycle, like you drive a motorcycle, people pull out 10 feet in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You drive a big truck in there, you're a quarter mile away, and they'll stop.
Yeah.
But they do. I mean, people understand, generally. People understand what you're all about, and the truckers know it.
They respect 80,000 pounds times 60 miles an hour is not going to stop.
More lug nuts, yeah, absolutely. And our instructors are all experienced truck drivers. We don't hire anybody that doesn't have that experience, because when you're in the truck with somebody, you know, that experience is going to matter as you're giving that, you know, that guidance and advice.
On how to handle it, stay calm, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
What I find appealing to me is that in some cases, in as little as 4 weeks, you know, you can have a whole new life. Think about the other job training skills, other jobs. This is a six-month program. It's a one-year program. And some of us are pretty impatient. And we've had it with this lifestyle. We'll do something else. I can go be a truck driver before baseball season starts and have myself a new life making 50
short of being executive director of the chamber, I can't think of anything you can learn quicker.
But you know,
I'm still learning executive director stuff, but I'm still learning that. I'll never get my certificate for that, that's for sure.
But that's interesting that you mentioned that, John. I have a lot of Marines when we're talking about different types of careers, and they're talking about, you know, Border Patrol or Customs, different careers like that, that are absolutely wonderful careers. But one of the things sometimes they don't take into account is that there may be a year-long process for them to get into those types of jobs. So that's something we talk about. What are you going to do in the meanwhile? Well, this is something you can do in 4 weeks. In 8 weeks, you're going to have a career.
And if you do get into it and you have that CDL license, that's helpful there, too.
Exactly. Because you may get positions as a driver because now you have your CDL, make more money.
You become more valuable.
Absolutely. There's more opportunity for you.
You become more valuable. You're exactly right. And that's one of the things in today's workforce we've forgotten. I want to get a raise or a promotion. Have you added value to the company? And the certificates that you earn through the UMA Truck Driving School, you talk about hazmat, some of the things that you learn as a result of getting a CDL, those things add value to the individual and to the company that hires you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I had a person who had graduated out of the program, came back and was bringing other people to enroll into the program. And he said, you know, I worked for a contractor with the military, and when the government shuts down, we lose our jobs. He goes, truck drivers don't lose their jobs. So it's a good backup type position also when you have a CDL.
There's too many people ready to hire a truck driver. I mean, particularly you start getting a good resume and responsibility. Those are sought after by companies.
And you think of a construction company. While construction is still hot in Arizona, you have to transport goods and, you know, materials from point A to point B and back again.
Construction.
Those guys are on the road, you know, 5 days a week. It's a Monday through Friday job. And it might be 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., but if they're home for dinner every night and they're making some great money working for great local companies, driving trucks.
Yeah, and
the opportunity is there.
All your agriculture guys, all those guys are all CDL. Construction guys, a lot of them CDL. They have to. They're driving, they're handling too much equipment. We should be making motorhome people CDL.
I agree.
Don't get me started on
that. You need to have motorhome
or fifth wheel.
Don't get me started on that.
Because motorhome is, you know, and I've driven motorhome too. It's much tougher than a truck.
I did that one time.
The suspension on a truck is wonderful. Suspension on my motorhome is terrible.
I went from Huntington Beach to Kansas City and back in a 43-foot Revcon, and that was a month of my life I'll never get back.
Really? Yeah. We'll still have white knuckles.
Mayday. I'm on the CB. It was ugly.
John, you got to go, man.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, we're out of time. Mercedes, thank you very much this morning. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter, 560 AM KBLU. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday. Bye for now.
Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearms Sale. 100% American made with a lifetime warranty. High Point Firearms on sale all week long, including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm. American made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point firearm sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Wonder if you should get tested for colorectal cancer? Well, it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., and screening helps prevent it. So if you're 50 or older, it's time. Even if it doesn't run in your family, most often, colorectal cancer occurs in people with no family history. And it doesn't always cause symptoms, especially early on. So don't wait for symptoms to get tested. Screening helps prevent the disease by finding precancerous polyps so they can be removed. Remove the polyps, prevent the cancer. Screening also helps find colorectal cancer early when treatment works best. You might be thinking, oh no, not that test. But here's the thing, you have options. There's more than one screening test. talk to your doctor to find the one that's right for you. No more excuses. If you're over 50, get tested, because colorectal cancer screening really does save lives. A message from HHS and CDC's Screen for Life campaign.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.